It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Tuesday. Robert Chapman, Robbie Noel, myself.
Let me ask Bob a question. I'm sure he's...
Yes, sir.
I'm sure you've been keeping up with, obviously, a lot of the discussion with Jim Sprout earlier in the week, and I guess he wrote a column or did an interview on a business channel talking about, obviously, the possibility that you could see a lot of contracts demand delivery in gold and silver come December, which would cause some embarrassment at the COMEX. And basically his thesis is COMEX is 8 million ounces of gold, 100-ounce contracts, that's 80,000 contracts COMEX trades, and you should know this, in excess of 150,000 contracts a day. So if half the people call for delivery...
Robbie, let me interrupt you 1 second. Whatever you corrected your problem with before, whack it again, because we're losing
you. I didn't do anything.
Really?
Yeah.
You're fading out rapidly, my friend.
Well, that's old age, too.
All right, we
didn't want to say anything.
Well, but we all knew what we were all thinking. At any rate, okay, back to the contracts.
So, so Bob, what do you think? What do you think the light? I mean, have you followed Jim Sprout's thesis on this?
Yes, I have, and it's very possible. We just don't know how many are going to take delivery. And if there's enough of them and they can't deliver, it'll be a force majeure, which means we can't deliver.
Gentlemen,
and just
for the sake of clarity for the listening audience, you guys are speaking in Greek while they're speaking Spanish. Explain exactly what you're talking about here.
The exchange has traders, speculators, specialists, and they all buy and sell from one another. And 99% of the trades previously on the exchange, no one has taken delivery. And now there's a movement underway for people to go in and purchase a long contract and ask for delivery. And the amount of gold and silver that's available for delivery is limited. And so consequently... being limited or not having the gold to the extent which is demanded for delivery could create a situation where they can't deliver, which is called force majeure. And the next step after that historically has been that the trades would be middled. And in other words, they take the difference between the contract and the current price and they would settle if they can get the gold for delivery, or maybe they might force the recipients to accept cash. The danger of forcing recipients to accept cash is that no one will trade there anymore. And so it could break down the whole COMEX system. And that includes everything else, because everything else, generally speaking, is in the same numbers, so to speak.
And
incidentally, yeah, one of the reasons why we didn't see gold and silver strong today is today and tomorrow are options settlement for gold and silver. And they deliberately keep them where they are at or lower in order to keep the calls out of the money, because the calls are more voluminous than the puts are.
Well, and the burning question is, if the COMEX, which rigs the price of gold, if that collapses, question is, did we really need it in the first place? We'll be right back.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the new world order.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cardivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Bob Chapman, as much as we poke fun at and deride Mr. Noel, it's all in fun and jest. And we don't ever want to give anybody the impression that Robbie Noel is not a straight shooter, because I'm going to read something to you, Mr. Noel. I hope there's room in the room that you're sitting in for your head that I know that's going to swell here in a second. Gentleman sends this letter over to me. He says, thank you so much for giving me the best deal for my money. Enclosed with this letter is my consideration for a deal we struck per our conversation on the phone today. I really appreciate all of what you do and the network is doing. I've been wanting to purchase something of value from the network for a while now in order to show my support, and I think my decision to purchase this gold and silver was a good one for both parties. It will be a blessing to hold precious metals for a change. It will also be a necessity in the near future just to secure my buying power. Also, it supports my position as a sovereign king on the land, as was intended by our forefathers and God the Father. Next, I need to purchase some real estate property. Thanks again. I will spread the word as to where to get the best deals. I would say, Robbie, that's high praise indeed.
Well, we appreciate it. That makes it all worthwhile getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Absolutely. Don in Ohio. Hello, Don. We'll get to the question about the comics here in a second.
Yeah, good evening.
Hi.
Now, is it true that if the Congress wanted to, they could actually pay something like $500 million to the Federal Reserve and basically can write off the Federal Reserve for something like that?
I do believe that I did hear that at one time, but I doubt very much if the selling price or the buyout price is still $500 million.
Was that written into the bill of 1913, or do you know if it came later?
You know, I do not know if that was an addendum to it or was a part of the original language. That I do not know. Maybe one of our listeners does.
Yeah, I'd say if it's still the same, all it would take is one person, like a T. Boone Pickens or something like that, to pay it off. And, you know, I wouldn't mind paying him interest on the $500 million, you know. I mean, he could make a nice profit, and we'd get rid of them.
Well, and, you know, I've said this before, Don, kind of tongue-in-cheek, but, you know, in a serious note, you know, I don't want anybody to go to jail. I mean, what a mastery of thievery that we have seen here through the Fed Reserve and its fractionalized reserve system and its credit and all that other junk. You know, hey, they pulled one over on us. I say to the bankers, take what profits you've made and go away.
Yeah.
They just
ain't going to do it.
No, they're not. No, and they're going to finish what they started.
Yeah, the ruination of the world.
Well, but ruination of the current structure only to be rejuvenated and backed once again. You know, somebody years ago had called me and said, well, wait a minute, I don't get this. If the banker's real goal is profit, why are they doing it to destroy the system? And I said, you're missing something very important. In the equation, and the part of that equation is they created the fallacy in the first place. They can bring it down anytime that they want, bring it right back, and it'll be the same thing. We'll just do some reconnoitering and reevaluations, and we'll just do the whole scam all over again. And we'll tell everybody everything is okay, and just hang on. We're aware of the problem, and we're taking care of it.
Is H.R. 2755 an old bill?
It was put together by Mr. Paul and submitted in June of last year.
Okay. Hey, have a good night.
All right. Thanks, Don.
All right.
Bob, the question I ask, and Robbie, the COMEX, as we've just discussed, they've got contracts in over, what did you say, over 100 million ounces of gold, and they only actually have 8 million ounces?
No, they got 8 million ounces of gold, but they write contracts in excess of... if you do the figures, they trade, 30 million ounces of gold daily on the COMEX.
Okay, so the deal is that if everybody...
Well, what the deal is right now, and this is, and I think many people missed Jim's point here, you can't get gold anywhere of any significant quantities. I mean, the All India Gems and Jewelry Trade Federation announced yesterday that in India they sold 50 tons of gold in 20 days.
To whom?
To people that wanted to buy gold.
So just ordinary running?
Today is Diwali.
Diwali, yeah.
It's the wedding season as well.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, but the point is you really can't buy gold for under $1,000 an ounce. So what Jim's point was, take delivery of 100-ounce gold contract at $730, plus obviously the added fees that they add to it when you take delivery, but you're still going to take delivery at under $800. And then take the gold and sell it in the open market and make a profit. Same thing with silver. I mean, look what silver is. Silver is $9 an ounce. Try and buy it for under $20.
So if people go running to the window of the COMEX and say, look, I know I got my futures here. Now I want my gold or my silver. They'll tell you, oh, wait 3, 4, 5, 6 months and we'll get it to you.
Well, I mean, it takes a while. Bob would know this better than me, but they make you jump through hoops. I mean, you've got to notify the broker ahead of time. I think there's a specific – Bob, are there specific days that you have to notify the broker on when you want to take delivery? And then you got to – and then obviously if you're on a margin account, you got to pull up the – you got to put up the full cash amount.
That is true. That's how it works.
Yeah, they make
it difficult, and there have been stories I got from two subscribers that they were called, and they tried to talk them out of delivery, And they were also called in. One of them was a company, and it was they were kind of threatening them. And so this is what's going on. And and if you notice the last sales that came through on the exchange over the last 3 or 4 weeks, the U.S. was the seller. They sold through Israel. And I get this from a trader in Paris. And he says, you know, as if that was going to cover up what they were doing. And then the delivery on the gold was not coming from the U.S. It was coming from other countries like Germany, which had made swaps for good deliverable gold over the last year and accepted in replacement gold melt, which is 0.90, 0.92. And that's not good delivery. And now those countries such as Germany are delivering in behalf of the seller, and they're delivering melt. And the only country that in the world that has melt is the United States government.
I mean, how do we even know they got good delivery bars at the COMEX? They could be Dory bars for all we know.
That's true.
Well, Bob, and Robbie, my point about this was that if the people do show up at the COMEX windows, say tomorrow or next week, whenever, and they demand that their contracts be terminated and they be paid off in gold. And if more than 25%, now we know that they're only holding 10% of what they're selling in actual physical gold, but say that that jumps to, say, 25% or a quarter of the people out there that hold these futures, they show up at their window and say, hey, I want my money, or not my money, I want my gold or my silver now. And that collapses the COMEX because they can't. I mean, it's kind of like fractional reserve paper holding or whatever you want to call it.
It's the same thing. It's a Ponzi scheme.
Okay, so the COMEX.
And the idea is to keep everybody playing this casino game instead of taking delivery.
Okay.
And that's the bottom line. And it's possible that in the December delivery contract that enough people might take delivery to cause just what we're talking about.
Okay, and so the COMEX goes belly up. The fraud is exposed. They go bye-bye. Do we need them at all for anything?
No, we've got eBay to set daily prices.
Well, you also got the ETFs, which are attracting a lot of business, too, because it's the United States government who's behind all this. And people are leaving. They're leaving the COMEX, and they're going to eBay and ETFs and so on. And it's going to become widespread soon.
And so the COMEX blows up, and what do we see happening, and this is speculative, but well, with some well-placed inside information, what do we see happening with the price of gold and silver, since the price fixers have now been exposed?
Well, I mean, it's just a simple matter of doing the math. I mean, and I hate to keep on going back to this on a consistent basis. There's 52,000 metric tons of gold available to private investors worldwide. You multiply that by 32,000, that's 32,000 ounces in a metric ton. That brings you to round about 800 million ounces of gold. That's all that's out there. Now, silver, there's even less, because obviously silver is obviously not as easily reclaimed as gold, and obviously the demand for silver has been in deficit vis-a-vis the supply for many years. I can quite easily agree with many silver bugs that the price of silver could exceed many hundred dollars an ounce when this obvious disparity is finally exposed for what it is.
How's that for timing?
You're not getting the argument here.
Only
very possible.
Only a fool would argue on a sinking ship. So says the passengers of the SS Titanic, every man for himself. It's bailout time. Only you're the one that's getting bailed. You're getting ejected, and you didn't even have a say in it. We'll be right back.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
In Jolly Old, where we saw the first bank collapse, or I'm sorry, the consolidation of debt and thrown on the backs of the UK people, the repos in Jolly Old England have jumped 71%. Over a million, roughly 1,200,000 people are facing negative equity as the property values dive in England, which means that whatever your contract price of purchase and payoff, you're now upside down in it. It's like driving a car off the lot. Once you put a mile on it and it's titled, guess what happens? It becomes less valuable. Well, the banks, then firms, and now entire countries, ladies and gentlemen, are being taken over by the industrial, not military complex, it's the industrial money complex. And I'll tell you what, folks, this is not going to turn out well for people at any given term. If you listen to the Wall Street boys, even in crisis, there's ways to make money. Folks, let me tell you something. What's not being ate up by inflation or devaluation, what is not being hyperinflated or soon to be hyperinflated, whatever is not bolted down or you're securing with a firearm, will be stolen from you, whether you like it or not. And there's not a damn thing you're going to be able to do about it, save for one thing. And I'll tell you what, the switchboards in Washington, D.C., if the only thing that's going to be melting down should be in Washington, D.C., is their switchboards, calling these idiot congressmen and these idiot senators and telling them, look, we need to get rid of this monkey we've got on our back called the Fed Reserve and Ron Paul's H.R. 2755. Folks, does it now make sense why this guy never had a ghost chance in hell of making presidency or at least sticking around until the elections for the debates and everything else and to have press time? Because here's the only guy that had the solution to the problem. And we can sit here and talk about bailouts and consolidations until the cows come home, but it's not going to fix anything. It's not even going to make you feel better. And even when this Congress assembled decides that, yeah, we're going to do another free socialistic giveaway. Yeah, we're going to mail you a tax rebate check. Isn't that nice?
Isn't it funny John McCain calling Barack Obama a socialist? You should look in the mirror sometime.
Well, you know, and here's the problem here, guys. I mean, even if these guys did have intelligence, and you can melt down their brains for valuable melt and maybe fill up a thimble, which I doubt very much, if by some miracle John McCain does get into office, this guy is a mental basket case to begin with. Physically, he's on his way out. So with all the pressures that's coming, and I'll tell you what, right now we should not have people that are willing to walk into the Oval Office. The best qualified men in the country, given a choice, would be drug kicking and screaming into that little cauldron. But imagine this, Robbie and Bob. Say John McCain does get in there, and he melts down, and he just blows up. And Sarah Palin is the president of the United States, this airhead from Alaska. But here's your choice. Time for a change. Let's vote in Barack Obama.
Yep, and repeal the 19th Amendment. You can send your emails to.
and I'll tell you what, we should be calling Washington, D.C., our idiot senators and congressmen, and telling them, hey, go knock on Ron Paul's door and drag yourself out a copy of H.R. 2755. And here's the name of the bill. The Federal Reserve Board Abolition Act, H.R. 2755. Because, gentlemen, short of the second coming, or some windfall that somebody magically finds this great store of wealth and just evens up the books across the board in the entire universe, the only way we're going to get out of this is not hacking and whacking at the branches of this diseased tree. It's literally pulling it out by its roots forever.
Yep.
There's no other way around it. And I'm sorry to deliver that bad news to you, but that lets you know exactly where you're at the gambling table of high stakes. Billy in New York. Hello, Billy.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I have a request. I hope you guys can give me some direction. My husband and I respect you all so much. I wanted to, hopefully I'm concise and I can give you my situation. I'm in my late 50s. My husband and I combined make 80, low 80s, mid 80s. We were trying to figure out how to get money to buy some gold. I have a Roth IRA that I started several years ago. It was down to about $14,000, probably is a little less now. I make a contribution every month. I was considering cashing that in. I know that that would then go on my taxes and raise my income, let's say, to $100,000 or so. So I'll probably get a penalty for that. Didn't know if I should do that anyways, save out some money for the tax, and go ahead and buy $9,000-$10,000 worth of gold. Or I do know that I had listened to you guys in the summer, and you folks talked about a gold-backed IRA. So I didn't know if that was another choice, that possibly this could be rolled over into that and contributions still made.
Billy, hang on 1 second. We'll get the response from our learned guest here today on exactly what your legitimate options are. We'll be right back. Hang on, Billy.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, fen, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on to the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Gentlemen, you've had a couple of minutes in which to consider Billy's questions. Your response, please.
Pretty simple. Just roll it over into a gold IRA. That way you avoid the penalties, the tax implications. Through Gold Star Trust, you can go to their website, goldstartrust.com, click on the little banner that says Precious Metals IRA, explains everything, how the program works, a very simple process. From the time you initiate it till the time it's completed takes about 2 weeks. The only problem we would have with it is product. Because obviously in a gold IRA, there are specified products that you can put into a gold IRA, predominantly U.S. minted products. But I believe they are starting to ease up on the regulation as to what you can put in it, just because of obviously the demand for people wanting to move into hard asset IRAs. And unfortunately, we're running into a supply problem. But That's the best solution for the lady. Just simply because I mean if you cash out of a Roth or first of all you're taking a 40% hit, and then obviously to add insult to injury, having to add that as income and then get slammed by the IRS makes no logical sense.
Yeah,
So that was Gold Star Trust?
Yeah, goldstartrust.com.
Okay, and then I would just continue to make my contributions, and even if there was gold trouble finding it, at least I wouldn't lose.
Well, sure.
It, right?
I mean, yeah, I mean, in the gold IRA, until we can find the product, I mean, your money just sits in a money market account.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
And and if there's any questions that they don't ask or answer on that page, because they do have a frequently asked questions section, then just give them a call. They got an 800 number there, and ask to speak to a gentleman by the name of Trey, T-R-A-Y, last name Hightower.
Okay.
Really nice guy. Been doing business with him for over a decade, and he'll help you.
And tell him Robbie sent you.
Yeah, obviously.
Okay.
All right,
thank
Billy.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate your call. You know, gentlemen, we do carry and bear a responsibility to the listeners out there. Although sometimes we may sound a little flip and corny humor, this is deadly serious, what we're talking about. And we don't ever want to give the impression to the listeners out there that we're just having a ball here. Bob Chapman selling newsletters and Robbie Noel is getting rich, going to the bank with all of your money, because that is not the case. And I want people to understand that we do take this very seriously, and we do know the situation that we all find ourselves in, and it is not good. I want to remind people here that what is happening, we talked about it at the top of last hour, about the first the banks, then the firms. Now a raft of entire countries are on the brink of faltering. More countries may be forced to seek unprecedented help from the International Monetary Fund. These experts, supposed experts, warned last night another day of turmoil on world markets. But don't worry, don't you feel better? The Dow was up 900 in this country. Hungary has followed Iceland and Ukraine in securing funding from the IMF to prevent a complete financial meltdown. Pakistan and Belarus are in talks with the IMF, while glaring holes in a number of other countries' economies have led predictions that more begging bowls may soon come out. Now, experts told the Scotsman countries, such as Ireland, which has guaranteed all of its bank deposits, could find themselves in need of international help themselves. Government bailouts, as we've discovered here just recently, help is on the way. Financial institutions have become almost commonplace, and now countries, entire countries themselves, are having to be saved by the very people that put them in this position. Gentlemen, don't we have anybody other than Ron Paul in the chicken crap capital of the world, Washington, D.C., that has, and who cares about your political career? Because as far as I'm concerned, anybody that voted for this insane bailout and the turnover, you already turned your responsibility over to the American people when you let the Federal Reserve stand for all these years. But then you just sewed up the deal to give the International Monetary Fund, the Bank of International Settlements, World Bank, its member 12 Guido families inside this country, absolute, complete, untouchable autonomy over everybody and everything in this country. Is there not one other person, man, woman, or child in Washington, D.C., that has got the guts to say it's time to get out of this crookery, this highway robbery?
Well, they're all Keynesians. I mean, this is a problem, John. I mean, they all worship at the altar of Keynes, you know? I mean, this is the philosophy that they were taught in those Ivy League colleges. I mean, this is the basic problem. I mean, as Ron Paul said on many occasions, you know, fewer than 10% of the people understand the Constitution or have even read the Constitution. So, you know, I mean, that spells it out right there. And as for the IMF, the IMF only has $200 billion. It's already committed a quarter of that. And with all the mounting problems, Ambrose Evans-Pritchard in the London Telegraph said the IMF may need to start printing money if the situation gets any worse. I wonder what he means by that.
Well, they have the right to sell bonds. They can do that.
Yeah.
And they're AAA rated.
But who are they going to sell the bonds to?
Well, I'm sure that...
And more importantly, you know, Bob, who rated those bonds? Standard
well,
and Poor's?
Well, it doesn't make any difference. The whole game is a game of foolishness anyway.
Well, why don't
I mean, why did the Europeans not read their contracts and bought 75% of the toxic garbage? They knew what they were doing.
Why don't they just have the Tinkerbells here just to tell everybody to sit down and shut up? We're now in total control and quit bothering us. Why don't they just come out and they've thrown it in our face? But unfortunately, they've thrown it in the face of a lot of stupid people. We're talking about the international banking cartel literally locking down and taking control of the civilized and industrialized world. And nobody is pushing back against these clowns. They can just tell them, hey, you gangsters, hit the high road. You're out of business. You're gone. You're done.
They're afraid.
Of what? The eventual death that they're facing? They're already
they
walking up
that.
The gallows steps.
Most of them don't know that. They're oblivious.
Holy mackerel.
That's why when everything finally hits the fan, we're in the process of reaching that. And when it finally does, they'll go berserk.
It's going to make 1929 look like a little warm-up act.
That's for sure. And here we get a social situation with people getting kicked out of their homes. And, you know, in the 30s, it was people getting kicked off their farms. That's a little different. You know, you have 100,000 farmers get thrown off the land, say, in 1935. Today, you got 100 million people sitting on the street.
Isn't there
Pray tell, what are they going to do?
Isn't there a maxim in, well, kind of law that says possession is nine-tenths of that law? What if we just don't let them take it? What if we just, they show up one day and say, okay, here's our paperwork. Well, unless it's bulletproof, pal, you're going to have a whole world of hurt happening right now. What if people just said, no, keep your hands off my stash. You don't get none of this. Back away, bud.
Well, that's when they'll send the enforcement authorities, and then you have a choice.
Oh, I see.
You either give it to them and get out, or you shoot them.
Peter in Canada. How goes it with you, Peter?
Fine. Actually, I think what they'll do is probably a bunch of Wacos across the land if people don't want to give up their homes. Actually, I wanted to ask Bob and Robbie, just in this month alone, Canadian dollars lost like 23 cents. I was wondering if you could explain why they decided to manipulate it to that degree, and what do you see in the next few months?
Bob, Robbie?
Well, I don't quite understand the question.
The Canadian dollar, it was, I think it was about 94 cents at the beginning of the month. Now it's about, like I said, it's last.
I just got a quote, 77.46. The Canadian government is deliberately driving the value of their currency down so that they can compete and their products can come cheaper into the United States, where they export 80 to 85% of what they manufacture in Canada. As you know, the Canadian dollar was 115 not all that long ago.
Yeah.
It's all manipulation.
How has the government managed to drive down the value?
Well, they just print more dollars and shove them into the system.
Uh-huh.
And then they take those dollars and they buy U.S. dollars to keep the dollar high, at least for the time being.
You see them driving it down even lower?
Make the U.S. dollar go back down again. They can sell that dollar and buy Canadian dollars back, and then the Canadian dollar would go up again.
So
and, you know, all these foreign countries have been doing this for years, but particularly in the last 9 or 10 years. And that's why American goods can't easily compete throughout the world.
Isn't Japan doing the same thing? I think Japan's lowering interest rates on Friday, Bob.
It's 0.5%, 1%.
Yeah, but they're going to lower it to 0.25?
Yeah, that's the word today. And the Japanese yen fell 0.0416 to 97.62. So in other words, yesterday it was selling around 94, 93.5. And so
I thought we were unwinding the yen carry trade.
But, you know, the central bank in the U.S., the Bank of Japan in the U.S., could go in the market and they can get involved in manipulating the price back down again.
Yeah.
I mean, see, we're not privy to what they're doing. Everything is done in secret. And when you have a system like that, you've got a major problem because you can't make intelligent investment decisions.
Peter, in Canada, I thank you for your call, sir.
Thanks, yeah. John.
All right.
I mean, look what happened to Volkswagen today.
Mm-hmm.
And look what's going to keep happening. Yesterday, General Motors. Today, Volkswagen. Tomorrow, the world. By the way, Ben in the UK, thank you for sending this. He sent me an email. He said, here's a quote from Das Kapital pertinent to our predicament. It's Marx's Capital. Volume 3, Chapter 30, Money Capital and Real Capital, says it pretty well. In a system where the entire continuity of the process rests upon credit, a crisis must obviously occur, a tremendous rush for means of payment. When credit suddenly ceases and only cash payments have validity, at first glance, therefore, the whole crisis seems to be merely a credit and money crisis. And in fact, it is only a question of the convertibility of bills of exchange into money. But the majority of these bills represent actual sales and purchases, whose extension far beyond the needs of society is, after all, the basis of the whole crisis. At the same time, an enormous quantity of these bills of exchange represents plain swindle, which now reaches the light of day and collapses. Furthermore, unsuccessful speculation with the capital of other people, finally, commodity capital, which has depreciated or is completely unsellable, or returns that can never be realized again, the entire artificial system of forced expansion of the economy cannot, of course, be remedied by having some bank like the Federal Reserve give to all of the depreciated commodities at their old nominal values. Incidentally, in closing, everything here appears distorted since in this paper world, the real price and real basis appear nowhere, but only bullion, metal coin, notes, bills of exchange, securities, particularly in the centers where the entire money business of the country is concentrated, like London or New York, the entire process becomes incomprehensible. But we comprehend it here, don't we, gentlemen? Hello?
We sure do.
Da-dum-bum. Richard in Alabama. Hello, Richard.
Concerning your idea about abolishing the Federal Reserve Bank, that has been done before. There was a nation that owed more than they could possibly pay, and they refused to pay, and they canceled all the foreign-owned mortgages, and they expelled all the foreign banks and the foreign bankers. But that was the beginning of World War II. And if we did the same thing to the Federal Reserve Bank, wouldn't that begin World War III?
Who's going to fight us? The very countries that are in the same problem?
All the creditors nations. All the creditors.
So then we turn one country against each other, and they get to run to the banks to borrow more money at interest to fight the bad guys.
No, which, it would start a military war.
Well,
it wouldn't be a financial war. It would be military.
Richard, I don't see that happening because they have taken over without firing a shot. The only thing left to happen is to witness the House of Cards falling down, only be put back together by the same people that constructed the fraud in the first place. I don't think they have to do this by firing a shot.
Well, when Germany collapsed, Adolf Hitler put it back together for a few years.
Yeah.
But it really was the cause of World War II.
Well, no, the real cause of World War II was what happened in the banking in Germany prior to Hitler's rise.
Yes.
He was the fix, supposedly, to the problem, but the real problem is what caused the rise of Germany as we saw it.
Well,
Well?
Well, it started World War II, and if you do away with the Federal Reserve, doesn't that mean all of the creditor nations are going to get angry and...
At who? At us for throwing out the very same people that are screwing them just as bad as they screwed us?
Well, now, countries like Brazil and India and China wouldn't see it quite that way. They'd want payment.
Well, only if we have the politicians in there ramping up the rhetoric between these supposed enemies of each other when we're all victims of the same crime families. Only then would I agree that might be possible, but not very likely.
Well, it would be easy to defeat us because we have so many fifth columns, so many foreigners, so many documented foreigners in this country already. They constitute probably 10% of the people are documented foreign nationals.
Yeah, but if you've just witnessed just recently, it's not a one-way door. It's two-way. 11% of the illegals have already left.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the new world order.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out? School, that's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out? At school, that's what they said.
Wasn't that the idea behind the Constitution? Honest people dealing with honest money, doing deals honestly. Honestly, folks, wasn't that what it was all about? Richard, I don't see where they're going to have to create another war. The war has already been waged. They're counting on their side winning. And it's going to be us, up to us, the debtor slaves out there, to wise up real quick and tell them, hey, take your party favors and go home. I don't know that they need a war to even do it. Pit nation against nation for what? The same problem we're all experiencing, dying of the same cancer on the very same ward? I don't know how to answer that. Robbie?
Yes, sir.
You've got a Bob Chapman deal of the day.
Believe it or not, we do. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Just got good news. We have Gilded Queens. They're a little smaller than a quarter ounce of gold, a little larger than a fifth ounce of gold. $195. Brilliant uncirculated condition. Get them while you can. These things don't last long. It's just one of those things. Gold is a fleeting thing these days. Order 20 or more, get yourself a subscription to the International Forecaster or an extension, and receive a fine ceramic mug courtesy of RBN.
And boy, do they look good.
Yes, they do.
By the way, did you
make coffee taste so much better?
And by the way, did you get your beautiful mug, Robbie?
Yes, I did.
And what did you think about that fine porcelain piece
of
buttery?
Stunning.
Absolutely stunning. And I'd like to give one to Bob, but we don't know what country he's calling us from. Hey, Bob, but you're in our heart and prayers.
It would probably get stolen before it got here because it's so beautiful. It even tastes like coffee.
Hey, I'm telling you. Drink a cup of coffee out of the mug of Republic Broadcasting Network, and I guarantee you, once you drink us, you will never be the same. Robbie, how much for those 20 pieces of gilded, did you call it?
They queen gilders.
Okay, good.
Netherlands.
What, from Holland?
Netherlands.
Netherlands.
Mm-hmm.
Neither here nor there. And how much are 20 pieces?
I knew you would ask me that.
I always do.
I know. Why haven't I figured this out yet?
This is giveaway, Rob.
and we're not kidding, folks. And in order to ease the pain, obviously, this price does include the shipping. We don't charge for shipping. So
God, we take
the total is $3,900.
There goes a profit.
I'm telling you. You know, I got to pay you for your newsletter out of this. I got to buy that fine ceramic mug. Robbie's over there giving away the farm. Hey. But you know what? We've helped a lot of people, and we're going to continue to help a lot of people. Are we not, Mr. Chapman and Mr. Noel?
Yeah. Hey,
sure,
look,
are.
one of my main suppliers today, I called him up because, you know, we had 2,000 eagles, silver eagles, that disappeared overnight. Called him up this morning, and I go, what kind of gold you got left? And he goes, the only gold I've got is kilo bars right now.
And what's a kilo bar running now, Robbie?
Yeah. I wish you wouldn't ask me these math questions.
Well, aren't you saved by the bell? We're out of time.
Oh.
Mr. Chapman, as always, a pleasure, sir.
It's a joy.
I'm telling you, folks, if you really want to know what Stark Raving Paranoia is all about, try not being able to listen to this show every Tuesday. I think I would go absolutely insane. Bob, thank you. Robbie, you're coming. You're coming up next, my friend.
Yes,
the
sir.
Flip Side with Mr. Robbie Noel airs on this network and also on Accent Radio Network, 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time. Robbie, I'll see you later, man.
Bye. Thank you, sir. Thanks, Bob.
Bye-bye, Bob. That's it, folks. Be back tomorrow for the whole brand new show. See you then. Gold has been.